Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Tuesday the 17th of October and I'm here to run you through some of the news surrounding the Liverpool Football Club today. And we begin with transfer talk. Yes, obviously January is coming to view now because each and every day there is a transfer story in the news surrounding the Reds. And this time it comes from Florian Plettenberg over in Germany. And he said Liverpool are monitoring Hassan Adrago, a Schalke midfielder. He's 17 years old. He is very talented, hot prospect over there, and he said that Jurgen Klopp especially is monitoring the development of the midfielder. 17 years old, as I mentioned, versatile, has a release clause that will be available in 2024, and he says that clubs from abroad would have to pay around the 20 million euro mark. He also says that Everton and Brighton are keen on the youngster. He also goes on to mention in a tweet thereafter that AC Milan are keen. Now, Adrago broke a Schalke record earlier on this season. He became the youngest ever goal scorer for the club at 17 years old and 80 days, but he broke Julian Draxler's record in the opening day of the season in Bundesliga 2. Now, he's been capped 15 times by the Germany under-17 national team, so very hot prospect. I did a little bit of digging on Bundesliga.com and he was described as playing like Xavi Alonso and Michael Essien. So high praise indeed. 9 games and just that one solitary goal so far this season in the Bundesliga 2. Plays a centre midfielder, can also play as a left winger. So yeah, interesting one. 17, the price is very appealing, if you like. Liverpool clearly interested, clearly keen on him. Plettenberg is one of the very best when it comes to news generally on transfers, let alone in Germany, his home patch, of course. So yeah, one to keep an eye on, I imagine. Liverpool have got a habit of signing sort of talented youngsters in recent times, so this wouldn't be sort of too far removed from what we've been doing. He's 6'3", so for somebody so young, he clearly has a very sort of high physical presence. Loads of sort of praise for him and stuff like that knocking around. So yeah, one to keep an eye on, I imagine, and would, like I say, would fall into sort of what Liverpool have been doing when it comes to their recruitment over recent years. Not one to maybe sort of talk about in terms of first team right now, but possibly one Liverpool would look to get in, potentially even loan back out somewhere else or sign him, let him stay at Schalke for a year. Who knows? There's loads of different sort of ways you can do transfer business, of course. But yeah, Adrago from Schalke, Liverpool keen, one to keep an eye on, I think, for next year when that release clause does come into play. And 20 million euros for somebody who is already starting games at senior level at the age of 17 does feel like a deal Liverpool would be all over doing. Now, the next story I want to touch upon is Leroy Sané related. Now, it came from the Mirror originally, so Liverpool are ready to sign Leroy Sané in club record transfer with the cash from the Mohamed Salah sale. So yeah, here we go again. The report basically outlines that should Mohamed Salah move on next summer, when he does enter the final 12 months of his Liverpool deal, that obviously that would be a meal to Saudi Arabia, Liverpool could look to Leroy Sané to replace Salah. Now, interesting. In terms of talent, in terms of football and ability, I get it. Like, Liverpool have kind of been linked with lots of different wingers in recent times. Jared Bowen's been one. He recently signed a new deal at West Ham as well. Johan Bakayoko from PSV is another. I think that what happens next after Salah's story isn't going to go away until possibly next summer comes around, whereby I think we all expect him either to move on or he might have to sign a new contract. Liverpool have been in a difficult position, really, because, as I mentioned, he'll be in the final year of his deal. And Liverpool can't afford to allow Mohamed Salah to leave for free. It just can't happen. Like, we've done that with some players in recent times. All of them, I think, we could have got some money for at a certain point during their stay. And for somebody as valuable and as integral and sort of as key to Liverpool, you can't afford for that to be the situation again. You just can't afford for us to be sitting here 18 months' time with Salah in the final 6 months of his contract, for example, and saying, looks like he's going to leave for nothing. That's not a world Liverpool can afford to live in. Liverpool needs to get better at selling their footballers. Now, if Mohamed Salah scores 20 goals and gets 15 assists, like it looks like he will do again this season, of course there's a conversation for giving him a new deal. But if you then give him a new contract, which might include a pay rise, then you've got the likes of Virgil van Dijk and Alisson Becker coming and saying, well, where's my X amount of percentage on top? It's such a difficult one. It truly, truly is. But the story centres around Leroy Sané, of course. Now, Sport One have added to that in Germany as well today. And they've said that there is interest in Liverpool in Leroy Sané, who is 27, which is sort of the biggest issue I have with Sané as a replacement. There's lots of different conversations to be had about whether you think he's the right fit, whether his personality fits or whatever. But for me, it is the age thing. I don't see Liverpool going for a 27 stroke, will be 28 by the time this comes around, signing, because albeit ready-made and albeit more plug-and-play than other options, similar to Jared Bowen in that sense, I think we'll go down the route of signing somebody younger and somebody who could grow into the role and could develop to become close to what Mohamed Salah has been for Liverpool Football Club. I don't see us shelling out loads of money on a Leroy Sané type player in terms of the age profile and stuff like that. Stylistically, I get it, I do, but I just don't think it fits with what we'll be looking to do personally. And the Sport One report does also touch on the fact that it could be Sané or his people angling for a new deal from Bayern Munich, which does feel more likely at this stage.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, again, I just finish on what Liverpool do or don't do in a world whereby Mohamed Salah does leave Liverpool Football Club next summer. It remains to be seen. It's not a world we need to really discuss in too much detail now, to be honest, but it is one that Liverpool will need to be aware of and Liverpool will need to keep a close eye on, because we don't want to be getting to May, June next year, have no plans in place, and then Salah turns around and says, Saudi are going to come in again for me, and this time I want it to happen we can't live in that transfer scenario, ideally. Touching on a couple more stories before I let you all go. Victor Osimhen, Napoli striker, of course. There's been a report from Radio Kiss Kiss in Napoli, which has claimed Liverpool want him. Clearly one of the best strikers in world football, absolutely prolific goal scorer for Napoli. A big part in the reason why they won Serie A last season, of course. It's reported that he will want to leave Naples in the upcoming transfer windows, January or next summer. And it's also been reported by Radio Kiss Kiss that Liverpool are keen. Not one I can see loads of legs in, to be honest, albeit incredible footballer, you know, like I said, bags and bags of talent, bags and bags of goals as well. I think with Nunes, Gakpo, Diogo Jota, we are very much covered, and sufficiently so when it comes to sort of strikers, number nines, that area of pitch. I don't see Osimhen as one we're going to be sort of shelling out loads of money for either, to be perfectly honest. Wrap up with a couple more stories from international duty and referees, and it Ben Doak is injured for Scotland under-21s. He was supposed to feature against Malta later on this evening at time of recording, but he will not be doing so. It's been reported by the Scotland national team that Doak will not feature. No mention on what the injury is, no mention on sort of timescales or anything like that. Let's hope it's nothing too serious and he can be involved for the Reds in the not-too-distant future. Virgil van Dijk played against Kostas Tsimikas, Netherlands against Greece, and Virgil van Dijk was the hero for the Dutch. The Liverpool and Holland captain scored a penalty late on, albeit with lasers shining in his eyes to try and put him off. He kept his cool, calm as you like, and slotted home the penalty. Of course he did. And Craig Pawson will referee the Merseyside derby on Saturday at Anfield, 12:30 kickoff. Obviously, David Coote will be on VAR. Yeah. I think I might have said last time David Coote did a VAR for the Merseyside derby, it was the Virgil van Dijk injury game with Jordan Pickford obviously snapping van Dijk halfway up his leg, ruling van Dijk out for 8-9 months. And yeah, David Coote wasn't allowed to be on duty for a couple of weeks after that, I don't think. So yeah, that should be fun. We all look forward to that, don't we? Because Liverpool have had no problems with officials this season whatsoever. It's all been seamless, it's all been glorious, hasn't it? Yeah, absolutely wonderful stuff when it comes to the world of refereeing and the PGMOL once again. So yeah, Redmen, I just want to let you know that if you head to redmenplus.com and sign up using the code BITESIZE, you will get 50% off 2 months captain subscription. So yeah, captain monthly, use code BITESIZE on Redmen Plus and you will get that for half price. And we cover everything, of course. We do. We've got journal insights, expert insights, some of the best people in the game that know exactly what's going on left, right and centre. Plus, of course, we've got the match days covered as ever. And that will take you pretty much up until January. And that's when the January transfer window kicks off and gets in full swing, which is where I, in particular, come into my own. So yeah, make sure you check that out. Make sure you get involved if you haven't already, because trust me, you will not regret it. Just want to run through the news there quickly before I say goodbye. Yeah, Liverpool are monitoring Asan Adrago, 17-year-old Schalke midfielder, 9 games, 1 goal so far this season. Liverpool also are reportedly ready to make a move to sign Leroy Sané should Mohamed Salah leave Liverpool Football Club next summer. Victor Osimhen is also liked by the Reds, but I'll be honest, not a deal I can see happening. Ben Doak will not play for Scotland under-21s due to an injury. Craig Pawson and David Coote will be the referee and the VAR for the Merseyside derby on the weekend. And Virgil van Dijk was the hero as Netherlands beat Kostas Tsimikas' Greece side last night. That's everything. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for getting involved as ever. Massively appreciated. Take care and I'll see you again soon.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.